Stuff to do with the arts. Presented by Cult Vault, the exhibitionist, on RDU. The Physics Room presents Push the Button, a noisy and interactive exhibition utilising digital video, surveillance techniques and computer technology. With a mix of emerging and established New Zealand artists, this show will exhibit a wide variety of new media art and will run until the 3rd of August. Hamish talks to Rosemary, the curator of the show.
You've picked the show. Did you approach the artists with specific work in mind?
I approached specific artists, but I wasn't really dictating what works they had to put into the show. I just started conversations with each of them about what they were working on currently and what they might be doing sort of 6 months from now, because I guess you're always planning shows quite far in advance. I started talking to them probably end of last year, start of this year. Some of them I knew what works would be happening, like with Toshi Endo. I did approach him just because of the website that I've seen of his called safeplaces.net, which is what we've ended up putting in the show. Others, like Terence Hanscombe, who's contributed some DVD works, he sent me a package of, like, a whole body of work, and we picked a couple of works to put in it from that. Different ways. And then Sean Kerr, who's done the little character Fred sitting in the cardboard box. Yeah, that pretty much just, I didn't know what he was going to come up with till a few weeks out from the show, but kind of knew that it would be good, because I think he always does good work.
That's quite a different piece in the way that it's like, I mean, it's a big object and it follows the audience around, whereas all the other pieces seem to be the kind of wall. Still the interface there, but Kerr's piece seems to be more sort of sculptural than...
Yeah, definitely. I mean, with projection and stuff like that, you can kind of be creating a 3D environment, but I guess that's harder in a group show when you can't sort of contain the work in one space, so it does end up being something on the wall. Sean's is definitely more of an object.
There's other things like with Sean's work. What I'm trying to get at is this idea of new media, and obviously there's new sort of technology that's allowed him to make that piece, but it seems different from the others. It seems like new media is quite a big field.
It's huge, yeah, and there is vast variety, and I guess that's a little bit, I mean, this show is just scratching the surface of what you can do and how technology can be applied. It doesn't have to be on a monitor, you know, it can infiltrate different media of art that are already happening. Like, I mean, Michelle Lawrence's piece is, she's hung it like a painting, so it's video as painting, and Sean's is kind of using computers as sculpture, but I mean, all they've got in common really is that they're using technology.
They seem to give rise to, like, the potential of technology, like what it could become. I mean, with Fred, you know, it's a sort of surveillance. It's like a monster, but it's got those googly eyes, which make it really friendly. And it's the same with Toshi's piece. You know, it's kind of like a Sega graphics. There's sort of 16 colours, and everything's friendly, and it's kind of like Wonder Boy. But then you get something like Amanda's work, and it's just so scary and doom and gloom. And it's like more like PlayStation in the way it scrolls around. It seems to be part of that generation.
Yeah. There's a lot of gaming sort of coming through. I guess that's artists of a certain generation that are now in their 20s and 30s, they've sort of been brought up with Nintendo and PlayStation and all that kind of thing, so it's going to be part of what they're drawing on visually. Yeah, Amanda's is, you kind of expect these works to be sort of playful and stuff, and Toshi's is, but others like Amanda's, they do have kind of a sinister undertone to them, and she did want to present it in a really dark space. Like, we've darkened that part of the gallery, and she's got her creepy little sculptural objects dotted around the space as well. And I find it quite weird interacting with those, her projected works and the little work on the laptop, which is another sort of artificial intelligence game. You're like invited to play with them and interact with them, but it's within such really defined set parameters. Like, you can't do everything you might want to do in that computer environment. You can only do what she's set up. So it's really controlled, and yeah, it's sort of hinting at the potential, but it's quite contained.
First, you walk straight into the door, it's got the sort of gilt frame around it and that colonial house setting. Also with the mouse, you know, it's a straight metaphor towards the computer. But it's also another metaphor of sort of colonial, you know, and the fact that maybe computers can do that. You see that in Amanda's piece, which has got the dollar bill, which is the kind of interface. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a real sort of mimetic structure going on. That's what makes it really scary, you know. You can make your own human in Amanda's piece. You know, you'll have to take the gene and put it together.
Well, I guess the future is a little scary then. I don't know. I think, yeah, Michelle's is interesting because it's sort of looking historically as well. The others are very sort of future-based. She's used the exact same paint colour that the Robert McDougall uses in their gallery. and gotten quite an ugly sort of gilt frame around it all. Yeah, it's just the different ways of presenting work. I mean, that would be quite a different piece if it was just running on a monitor on your desktop or whatever.
On that piece, it's like a jilted surface, and it's really digitalised. And you can't do those close-up focuses because everything blurs. It's the same with Terence's piece. And people were talking about it, how it really shows up that all the elements have that same sort of underlying code, which is when you sort of apply gene theory, it shows up. Like with Terence's piece, you saw rubber, you saw skin, you saw water, and everything breaks down into that sort of cube kind of aesthetic. And those things are missing from Toshi's piece. You know, it's all round and smooth. And the same thing's missing from Sean Kerr's piece. But Sean Kerr's piece seems really scary in that sort of sense, in that it's really friendly. It's like, yeah. But at the same time, it's gone that monstrous surveillance thing. I gather if you're in one position of the room, it can relay your voice back to another. So you continue to be surprised by that piece?
It's following you around with its eyes, but the voice, the robot voice, is already programmed. That's actually saying stuff that Sean's taken from a gallery visitor book. So the visitor comments to a gallery. It's not live, that element of it. What's live is the Google eyes watching you. But the things it's saying, it has a limited vocabulary of whatever he's programmed into it. And it was from his last show, which was at the Gavette Brewster Gallery in New Plymouth. And, yeah, the comments vary. They're mostly pretty positive. Things like, you are a treasure, you are very stimulating, and stuff like that. To art wank, what the fuck is this kind of stuff.
That idea of surveillance and the sort of relay back, sort of coupled with that sort of anthropomorphic, you know, machine, if you make the machine friendly enough, you know, make it look human enough, you can sort of forget about all these other things that might happen, which is what Amanda's piece doesn't let you do, like with his, like having that skeletal hand on that podium next to the mouse.
Yeah. Some of the works are more based in reality than others as well, like Terence's is kind of ultra-real, and Michelle's is quite narrative-based, and Toshi's is totally just a nice, playful sort of safe zone to mill around in, quite cartoon. But Terence's is just, it's just so full-on kind of reality TV gone crazy. The day-to-day of watching picking his scab on his finger, that one's called Healing Hands, and it's paired with another work called Spa, where he's washing his feet because his toes have developed this disgusting fungus thing. With all the crap that's on TV generally at the moment, I guess he's just taking it further, and it's completely introspective and very real.
The Physics Room presents Push the Button, a noisy and interactive exhibition utilising digital video, surveillance techniques and computer technology. With a mix of emerging and established New Zealand artists, this show will exhibit a wide variety of new media art and will run